Kayo ay nakikinig ng mensahe mula sa ICS Church. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, mag-online at bisitahin ang ics.church o ilike kami sa facebook.com/icschurch.
Muli po, isang magandang araw sa bawat isa. Kami po'y nagagalak na makasama at makapiling kayo sa araw na ito. Isang maulan at medyo malamig, ano, na umaga. Kung nandito po kayo sa Metro Manila at surrounding provinces, let us know po, kumusta po ang kalagayan ninyo, kung nasaan kayo ngayon. Tuyo ba sa bahay? Medyo bahaba sa kapaligiran? And we want to encourage you, if you're part of ICS, makikonnect po kayo sa ating mga circle leaders. And also, we want to remind all of our circle leaders na kumustahin ang ating mga ka-circle. Kumustahin po natin sila. We want to extend any assistance or any help kung kailangan po ng ating mga membro dito sa ICS Church. So, keep in touch with us today, wherever you are. We pray that you will continue to keep dry, keep safe sa mga panahon kagaya po nito. Not knowing what to do brings distress and disorientation. Kapag hindi natin alam kung anong ating dapat gawin, ito po ay nagiging dulot ng pagiging balisa o di kaya naman na katarantahan. Di ba? Minsan natataranta ang iba sa atin pag hindi natin alam kung ano dapat nating gawin. Agree po ba kayo sa statement na yan? Not knowing what to do brings distress and disorientation. Noon, nagiging dulot siya ng pagiging balisa, ng worry, kung hindi natin alam kung anong gagawin. Anong kadalasan ba ang nangyayari patungkol sa bagay na yan? Baka ako lang nakakaranas nito. No? Kayo rin po ba? Ako din. I-type nyo nga dyan sa comments. Sabi, ako din. Ito po ay nangyayari when there is a sudden change. No? Pag merong biglang pagbabago, we get distressed, we get disoriented. Nangyari yan for a lot of people nung biglang nag-lockdown more than a year ago. At nangyayari, nagpapatuloy pa rin siya, no, sa ngayon when there are continuous, constant change. Ayan, di ba, mga ilang araw na nakalipas, parang patungo na tayo sa paglaya, ika nga, dito sa NCR, sa Metro Manila. We were starting to experience a bit of that confidence. No? Pinayagan yung mga batang lumabas, pero bigla ang binawi at ngayon ay bawal na uli, no? Lumabas. At all of a sudden, umulan, at hanggang ngayon, we are on our fourth day na. No? Parang walang humpay ang pag-ulan. And it seems na ano ba to? Parang naging stricter uli sa Metro Manila. Tapos ngayon, potential baha at bumabaha na sa ibang lugar. Hindi mo ine-expect can bring distress and disorientation. Lalong-lalo na kung matindi yung kasakitan na yon na bigla na lang dadapo sa'yo. At masigit pa dyan siguro kung hindi malaman kung ano yung klaseng sakit na yon. Diba? I mean, that causes a lot of distress and it takes away the peace from our lives. You know, sudden tragedy, loss of life, natural disasters, alam to, mga biglaan dumarating sa atin, but, you know, a sudden loss of work, a sudden loss of business, lahat ito mga bagay na ito, and you can name that, you can list it down on your list. Ito mga bagay na ito can bring distress, disorientation, because we don't know what to do next. Bakit? Kasi biglaan siya nang iyayari. And that happens to us because we're people, we're humans. At bilang tao, no, God has created us with the ability to be able to forecast into the future. Diba? gusto natin as much as possible, alam natin yung mangyayari sa susunod. We are creatures of habit, ika nga. At nais natin na maging predictable kung pwede yung mga activities natin sa araw-araw. And the moment we cannot predict what's gonna happen next, no, it brings the stress when suddenly we don't know what to do. Biglaan dumating sa atin ang mga problema. Biglaan dumating sa atin ang mga trahedya. Hindi natin alam kung anong ating gagawin. And because of that, we're distressed, we are disoriented. This is true for people around the world. Wala pong pinipili yung ganyang klaseng kalagayan. It doesn't matter if you're rich, if you're poor, if you live here dito sa Pilipinas, or taga-ibang bansa ka, lahat ng sangkatauhan dumadanas sa ganitong klaseng problema o pagsubok. And we are constantly facing that today. And so the question is, what do we do when we don't know what to do? Yan po ang pabagat ng ating mensahe ngayon. What do we do when we don't know what to do? And here's the thought na nais ko pong tandaan natin sa araw na ito. Knowing our next step brings clarity and direction. Pag alam natin yung susunod nating hakbang, makakatulong yun, no? Sa paglilinaw, makakatulong yun na maranasan natin ang kapayapaan sa kaisipan, sa puso natin, simply knowing the next step. You don't have to be a Christian to believe this, but we find this as a truth. And we're going to learn about that today. I remember one time, a few years ago, this wasn't that long ago, kung saan akala ko, you know, I'm good, I'm healthy, I'm strong, because I was in my early 40s at feeling ko, no, wala akong maintenance, wala akong high blood pressure, walang mga ganong klaseng bagay na nagaganap sa buhay ko. My sugar level was okay, no, borderline, pero feeling ko okay pa rin ako. Then all of a sudden, nagkaroon ako ng bleeding. All of a sudden, sandali, parang wala naman akong nararanasan na sakit, wala naman masakit sa katawan ko, pero bakit merong, no, may bleeding na nagaganap? And I didn't think twice about it. My wife came home from work, tapos sabi ko sa kanya, Renz, ano, there's some bleeding na nangyari. Tapos sabi niya, talaga, ano yun? And she said, we should go to the doctor. Sabi ko, siguro bukas na lang, kasi okay naman yung pakiramdam ko eh. Pero she insisted, she said, hindi, pumunta na tayo ngayon. And that was already nighttime. So we went to the hospital, chinek ako at in-examine, and they said, you know, we wanna keep you overnight for observation kasi baka matindi yan. No? Pag may mga ganyang symptoms, hindi maganda. So they conducted some tests, and the next day came, and they said, oo nga, meron nga, meron bleeding na nagaganap internally. And so we need to do more tests. We need to check your body. At habang naroon po ako, you know, in the preparation process, di ba dapat maligo ka for the examination. And when I was taking a bath, all of a sudden, I felt strength, you know, draining away from my body. So tinawag ko agad yung wife ko, sabi ko, Rez! Para akong, alam mo yung battery na naglo-lobat, bigla na lang blackout talagang, nawala. So I fainted. Apparently, that's what happened. I fainted. And when I came to, nung nagising ako uli, yakap ako ng asawa ko, and she was praying over me, and she was saying, say Jesus. And parang bigla kang, alam mo yung bangungot, no? Parang nagising ka bigla, and you're mouthing the words, di mo alam kung masasabi mo. And eventually, I was able to say Jesus. But at that point, I experienced disorientation and distress. Yan. Sino po sa inyo nakaranas na ng panic attack? This is the first time that I experienced this. So panic attack pala yung nangyari na susunod, because you're disoriented and distressed. You don't know what's happening. All of a sudden, nagkaroon ng panic attack. You know, I was gasping for air. I started to feel yung mga kasukasuan ko, no? Na naninigas, and I couldn't move. Pero I remembered one thing that I learned. Na when you experience a panic attack, unang-una, take control of your breathing. So take deep breaths and start to move, you know, the parts of your body. And so that's what I did. And so when I knew what to do, the next step Nakatulong sa akin yun. I got control of my thoughts and my mind. I was aware of where I was. I started to take deep breaths. At unti-unti, bumalik, you know, and in a few minutes, I was fine. I was fine. But disorientation, you know, all of a sudden, all these things can set in if we don't know what to do. But the moment I knew what to do next, nakatulong sa akin yun. To know our next step, may mga ilang hakbang kailangan po natin gawin. And today we want to look at the life of Jehoshaphat. This is a guy who was a king in the divided kingdom over Israel. He was the king of Judah. At dumating siya sa punto ng buhay niya kung saan, grabe, may mga bagay na hindi ko alam gawin. Bakit? Kasi, unang-una, he wasn't a perfect king. But he was a king that wanted to honor God. And so, when the prophet Jehu came to him at sinabi sa kanya, alam mo, Jehoshaphat, may mga alliances ka na ginawa na hindi kaaya-aya, hindi kalugod-lugod sa Panginoon because you came together with this other king, the king of Israel, si Ahab, na hindi naman maganda ginagawa. Pero because you have done other things that has glorified God, you have destroyed idols, Asherah poles, etc., you know, God has favor in you. And so because of this, itong rebuke, itong correction na narinig niya mula kay Jehu, prophet of God, inayos niya, no? The kingdom of Judah, inayos niya. So he appointed priests and Levites and he instructed leaders, spiritual leaders to say, hey, walk in righteousness, walk in faithfulness to the Lord. Now you would think at this point, siguro okay na dapat ang lahat, di ba? Kasi I'm setting my house in order. You know, I'm making sure that we are following God, honoring God. Pero what happens next? Surrounding nations are now coming to attack him. So parang sandali, kala ko ba, inayos ko na ang lahat, umayos na yung kingdom, and we're walking, following the Lord. Bakit dumarating ngayon bigla ito? Bakit ngayon nagkakaroon ako ng attacks? Di ba dapat okay na dapat ang lahat dahil sumusunod na ako sa Diyos? So what did Jehoshaphat do? Well, I mean, what would you do? Sandali, you know, things are going well in my life and all of a sudden tragedy comes. I'm following God and sickness comes. Then COVID comes. Tapos biglang, grabe, anong gagawin ko? Etong ginawa ni Jehoshaphat. And we're gonna look at what he did. Bilang mananampalataya po, matututunan natin kung paano dapat tayo mag-respond in situations like this. You know, when it comes to us when we don't know what to do. And in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, etong sabi, etong ginawa ni Jehoshaphat, alarm, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord and he proclaimed a fast for all Judah. This is 2 Chronicles 20 verses 3 and 4. The people of Judah came together to seek help from the Lord. Indeed, they came from every town in Judah to seek him. Now that right there is wisdom. Kung tayo po ay mananampalataya sa Panginoon Diyos, nagtitiwala sa Panginoon Jesus, when a situation comes to us, when we don't know what to do, learning from Jehoshaphat, unang-una po, we need to admit that we need help. We need to admit that we need help because if we don't admit that we need help, hindi tayo lalapit kahit kanino man, lalo-lalo na sa Diyos. And Jehoshaphat admitted this, hindi lang dahil sa tinawag niya mga tao para dumulog sa Panginoon, pero he mentioned this in his prayer. No, in verse 12, sabi niya, we do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. Inadmit niya yon, God, alam mo ko, ginawa ko na yung mga dapat kong gawin para ayusin yung kaharian, para sumunod sa'yo. At this point, we're being attacked. Jehoshaphat, as the king, as the leader of the nation of Judah, admits. Diba, pag hari ka, pag leader ka, dapat alam mong lahat. Diba? Hindi mo dapat ina-admit yung kahinaan mo. Yun ang sinasabi sa mundo eh. Diba? Sa mundo, dapat ikaw yung number one. Dapat alam mo palagi yung sagot. Kahit di mo alam yung sagot, dapat magsabi ka. Ayan, yung mga ibang mga taong politician, ganun eh. Diba? May mga ibang boss tayo sa trabaho na ganun. Kahit hindi alam, pagtatanungin mo, may sagot. Kahit mali o hindi alam, basta makasagot. Kasi leader ka, dapat meron. But Jehoshaphat, we find humility. We find na inadmit niya, no, in his prayer at the hearing of the people, Lord, we do not know what to do. Pero hindi siya tumigil doon. Kasi minsan pagtitigil ka lang doon, wala na mangyayari sa'yo. Hindi ko na alam gagawin ko. Mababalisa ka na. Diba? Disoriented ka na. Distressed ka na. Pero he expresses faith. Yung next statement niya, sinabi niya, but our eyes are on you. Saan po ba nakatungo ang ating mga mata ngayon? Pag dumarating ang mga sitwasyon kagaya nito, are our eyes focused on our own ability? Are our eyes focused on our own possessions? Are our eyes focused on other people? No? Kasi tinulungan ako noon itong tao na ito, baka uli ngayon. Wala naman sigurong masama sa bagay na yon, but ultimately, as people of God, unang-una po sa lahat, dapat ang mga mata natin, pag dumating ang panahon ng kahirapan, trahedya, all of a sudden we don't know what to do, the first thing should be our eyes needs to be on our God. Dahil siya po ang tanging makakabibigay sa atin ng kalutasan sa ating mga hinaharap. He will grant us wisdom and knowledge. He will help us find a way where there seems to be no way. He will cause springs to come out in the desert. He will be the one to guide us even through the valley of the shadow of death. I mean, all these things we find in Scripture, and over time, makikita natin na ang Panginoon Diyos, ganun ang ginagawa. But it begins with us admitting we need help. Lord, I need help. That's humility. Pagpapakumbaga. And then, we put our eyes on Him. Jehoshaphat did this. He sought the presence of God. We need to seek His presence over our problems. Instead of seeking problems, minsan ganun eh, di ba? Dumaan ako sa problema and the only thing I talk about is my problem. Alam mo, the more you talk about your problem, the more the problem will seem big. Di ba? The more we talk and profess about issues that we face, the more we talk about difficulties in our life instead of the bigness or the greatness of our God. Ang dating tuloy ngayon, parang mas malaki yung problema or parang hindi malulutas yung problema kasi yun na lang binibigkas ng ating mga labi. That's all we talk about. My sickness, my unemployment, the difficulty, hindi na matatapos tong COVID na to, hindi matatapos yung pandemic na to. Of course, if we profess that, ano mangyayari sa kaisipan natin, sa puso natin? We're actually gonna start to believe what we are professing. So instead of seeking and talking more about the problems, let's seek the presence of God. And confess the presence of God, confess His promises rather than our problems. This is what Jehoshaphat did. Makita natin ito sa verse 20. He says, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord. Verse 3, binasa natin yung kanina. And he proclaimed a fast. He invited the people. Let's seek the Lord. Let's pray to the Lord. Kapatid, nagawa mo na ba yun ngayon? Have you done that today? Sa mga hinaharap mong mga suliranin at problema, nababalisa ka and you don't know what to do. You had plans and now parang, naku, wala na naman. Kala ko na, magtutuloy na. Hindi na naman tuloy. Yung mga ilan sa atin na nagpaplanong lumabas ng bansa, naku, nandiyan na naman. Hindi naman ako makakalabas. Paano to? Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. Go to Him. Why? Because when we go to God, it is there that we will know what to do. Get godly instructions, not worldly distractions. This is what we need to do. We need to get godly instructions, not worldly distractions. In this world, we will be distracted by so many things. Things that are temporary. Things that will not last forever. This pandemic is not eternal. The sickness we are experiencing is not forever. Come on. Etong baha na ilan nakaranas sa atin ngayon, mahirap siya. Pero kapatid, huhupa din yan. Mawawala din yan. And like times before, whether it's in the times of scriptures or even right now, God will continue to restore what the enemy and the locusts, sabi nga eh, takes away. Because that's the Father that we serve. He's a good God. Naniniwala po ba kayon? If you believe in that, you know, say amen if you're in the room. And if you're watching, type amen. Say, yes, I believe that. Kasi yun ang pangako ng Panginoon. But if we are distracted instead of being instructed by God's word, by His revelation, hindi natin malalaman yun. Some of us are distracted by our own thoughts. We're distracted by our feelings. No, maging maingat po tayo dyan. Kasi minsan, sa sobrang bilib natin sa sarili nating kaisipan, kala natin, higit pa yung kaalaman natin sa kaalaman ng Diyos. And we need to be careful about our feelings, ika nga, or our hearts. Because like Jeremiah says, the heart is deceitful above all things. Who knows talaga kung ano yung intention niyan? So we need to trust more than our hearts, more than our feelings, more than our own thoughts. We need to trust in the instruction of God, in the words of God. Itong nakakatuwa, ano, because Jehoshaphat admitted he needed help. He focused his eyes on the Lord and asked the whole nation to focus their eyes on the Lord. They actually received instruction from the Lord. Kung tayo po ay nakikinig sa Panginoon Diyos, sinusuri natin ang kanyang salita, no? Sa panahon ng pananalangin, hindi lang tayo yung nagsasalita, pero meron din pagkakataon na tumatahimik tayo para mangusap ang banal na Espiritu sa atin. We can actually hear Him. And verse 15, "Listen, King Jehoshaphat, and all who live in Judah, Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says to you." It's what the prophet says. "Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's." Wow, that must have been really assuring for Jehoshaphat. Sandali, the Moabites are coming, the Ammonites are coming. "I don't know what to do, Lord, but my eyes are on you. Let's pray, let's fast, let's seek God." God's word, God's instruction comes. It's not your fight, Jehoshaphat. Hindi ikaw ang lalaban. Ako ang lalaban para sa'yo. "You will not have to fight this battle." Verse 17. "Take up your position, stand firm, and see the deliverance the Lord will give you. Judah and Jerusalem, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you." Kapatid, if you feel that you are alone sa mga hinaharap mo ngayon, hey, let these words echo in your life today. The Lord is with you. Sabi mo, sandali, hindi naman ako si Jehoshaphat, hindi naman ako Israelite, hindi naman ako part ng nation of Judah. Jesus repeated this same promise. He said, "I will be with you. I will not forsake you even to the end of this age, this time." And we want to trust what Jesus says. The same promise that God gave to Jehoshaphat, our Savior, the Savior of the world, repeats over those who would put their faith and trust in Him today. Grabe, no? Balisa si Jehoshaphat. The nation of Judah that were at this point walking in righteousness, all of a sudden, sandali, paano na yan? Ano na gagawin namin? Pray tayo. Dulog tayo sa Panginoon. Lumapit tayo sa Kanya. Let's seek Him. And in their seeking, God reveals. Unang-una, hindi lang yung next step. He reveals to them His promise. "It's not your fight. I will fight for you." Kahit anumang hinaharap mo ngayon, kapatid, you need to know that God is for you, not against you. If you have put your faith in God, if you are following Jesus as Savior and Lord, kapatid, magtiwala ka, kumapit ka sa Kanya. You need to remind yourself that He is fighting the battle on your behalf. Siya ang sumusugod ng mga anghel para labanan. Ang mga kaaway ng iyong kaluluwa, yung mga pagsubok na hinaharap mo, ang Panginoon Diyos, ang presensya ng banal na Espiritu ang kasama natin upang magbigay ng kalakasan, kaalaman sa mga kalagayan na hinaharap natin sa araw-araw. He is with us. In your homes, in your situation, God is with you today. And you need to trust in His Word. Get instructions, not distractions. The distractions of this world, the enemy would try to throw at us. Your sickness will end in death, or walang pag-asa yung kalagayan mo ngayon. Walang tutulong sa'yo. Those are the distractions of the enemy. And the devil will desire nothing more than to weaken our faith, no? Pahinain ang ating pananampalataya, pahinain nat ang ating pag-asa sa Panginoon. That's what the serpent did in the Garden of Eden. He sowed distractions into the thoughts of Eve and of Adam. Kaya pag-ingatan po natin ang ating pag-iisip. Pag-ingatan natin ang ating mga, you know, feelings, ika nga, yung mga emosyon natin. Huwag po tayo magpadala dun sa mga bagay na yun. Kung hindi siya sinasaad sa salita ng Panginoon Diyos, huwag natin siya paghawakan ng matindi. Let's be quick to release those thoughts and submit every thought. Diba? Sabi nga ni Pablo, submit every thought to the Spirit of God. Jehoshaphat took hold of this. Hindi pa nagaganap yung battle, pero anong ginawa ni Jehoshaphat? Oy, grabe, ito yung salita ng Panginoon, ito instructions niya. Pinaghawakan niya, and he celebrated. Come on! You need to begin to praise God in the midst of your situation. Praise in faith. Ika nga. Jehoshaphat bowed down with his face to the ground, and all the people of Judah and Jerusalem fell down in worship before the Lord upon receiving this word. Ano yung pangako na sinabi na ng Panginoon over your life, over your situation? Kapatid, paghawakan mo yan and begin to praise God today. Begin to praise Him for the answer that's on the way. Begin to praise Him for the healing that's on the way. Begin to praise Him for the provision that is already there. Why? Because God has already said it. I will provide. I will heal. I will be with you. I will guide you. I will not forsake you. You will be with me in paradise. Come on! We have to praise Him for these things. We have to say, Lord God, I praise you through the storm. I praise you through this sickness. I praise you through this difficulty. Lord God, guide the enemy is coming to me like a flood. I praise you because you will raise up a standard against him. Jehoshaphat began to praise him. They worshiped God. They celebrated the word of God, the instruction of God, the promise of God. Kahit hindi pa nagaganap, because they had faith that God will fulfill what He said. And did He do it? Yes, He did. Patungo pa lang sila doon sa place of battle, yung mga tao doon, yung mga kalaban nila, sila-sila na nag-awayan. And they end up destroying one another. So pagdating nila doon, wala na silang gagawin pa. Isn't that what God promised? I will fight the battle for you, Jehoshaphat. So pagdating nila doon, grabe, ano nagagawin natin dito? The spoils. Kunin nyo na lang yung mga blessing na nariyan. Because God has already defeated the enemy. And that's what they did. They just reaped the blessings that God gave because God already destroyed the enemies without them lifting a finger. Grabe, ganong katindi, no? Ganong katindi ang Panginoon Diyos when He moves on our behalf, when He fights the battle for us. You won't even have to make an effort. Kumbaga, yun na yun, Lord. Tapos na. Oh, eto na, oh. Eto na yung kasagutan. Eto na yung katagumpayan. Tanggapin mo na lang. All we need to do is to receive it and reap the blessing of God. When the men of Judah came to the place that overlooks the desert and looked toward the vast army, they saw only dead bodies. They didn't have to fight this battle. Lying on the ground, no one had escaped. So Jehoshaphat and his men went to carry off their plunder, and they found from a great amount of equipment, clothing, articles of value, more than they could take away. There was so much plunder that it took days to collect it. Grabe, no? Pag nag-bless ang Panginoon, siksik, liglig, at umaapaw. You cannot contain it. This is the amazing thing about God. See, when He moves on our behalf, hindi mo masasabi talaga eh, na tao yun or abilidad, because it's beyond what we can ask, think, or even imagine. When God moves, this is how good God is. And so when the blessing comes, kapatid, huwag natin kalimutan siya. For some of you, you're already in that place where you sought the Lord and God has blessed you, but you have forgotten Him. Kapatid, huwag mo siyang kalimutan. That's the worst thing that we could do. God reminded Joshua and the nation of Israel about that just before they were entering the promised land. He said, when you are there and you are eating the fruit of the land and harvesting, you know, food that you did not give an effort to plant, do not forget the Lord your God. Why? Because it is about Him. It needs to be always about Him.
Dumulog tayo sa Kanya. Hindi natin alam ang gagawin. Sinabi natin, sinagot ng Panginoon.
The right thing to do is to praise Him. And so again, we look at Jehoshaphat and the nation of Judah. What did they do? Praise Pamor. Diba? Yan ang ginawa nila. They praised Him before it happened. They received the blessing. What are we going to do? They praise God some more. Come on, we're going to praise God some more. We're not going to stop praising His name. Sabi nga ng isang manunulat, can't stop praising His name, Jesus. And that's what they did. That's what they did. They just praised God some more. All the nations celebrated God as they entered into Jerusalem. They declared the glory of God. Nilabas lahat ng mga instrumento, lahat ng mga kagamitan, no? Mga kutsara, tinidor, mga kwanoralan. And they made a joyful noise before the Lord. You know, when the blessing of God rests upon us, what's going to happen to those surrounding us? They will recognize God's presence in your life. It says here in verse 29, the fear of God came on all the surrounding kingdoms when they heard how the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel, and the kingdom of Jehoshaphat was at peace, for his God had given him rest on every side. Grabe, no? Pag pinagpala ka ng Panginoon, pag dumulog ang Panginoon sa kalagayan mo, it's not just a blessing to you, it's a testimony to everybody else that's surrounding you. Natunay nga yung Diyos nila. Tunay nga yung Diyos mo. Pinalangin mo yan, hindi ako naniwala, but God answered that. We heard that today, Pastor Sam, sharing about the testimonies of people in our community that God is answering. You don't need to be here. Sa location namin sa Greenfield, dyan mismo kapatid, sa tahanan mo, sa bahay mo, sa kwarto mo, sa sasakyan mo, kung saan ka man nakikinig ngayon, God can answer your situation, bring peace, bring healing, resolve the issues that you're facing today. Hindi mo na kailangan mabalisa, you don't need to feel distressed, disoriented, because God is with you. Kasama mo ang Diyos. There are so many challenges that the world is facing today, that you're facing today. And sometimes we forget, grabe, si Lord nahariyan kasama natin. We forget because we're overwhelmed by the distractions of this world, by the problems of this world. Pero lahat ng mga bagay na yan ay panandalian lamang. Kung itutungo natin ang ating mga mata sa Panginoon Diyos, etong relationship na to ang pinakamahalaga sa lahat, because this is the one thing that will last forever. So let's take time to pour ourselves into that. Presence over problems. Instructions over worldly distractions. It has to be about God. It has to be about His presence. It is when we seek Him, when we recognize that we cannot do it on our own, we say, Lord God, I'm going to keep my eyes on You. It is there that God directs us to our next step. God's instruction comes to us sa panahon na hindi natin alam ang gagawin. And I don't know about you, when I know what the next step is, not all the steps afterwards, no? Minsan gusto natin yun, di ba? I don't want to know the next step. I want to know the step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way to the end. Hey, hindi eh. Hindi ganun si Lord eh. A lot of times, He will just show you the next thing. Di ba? The psalmist says, Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Yung lampara na yun can only go and illuminate the next step. Pero alam mo kagandahan nun, di ba? Sa kalagitnaang kadiliman, pag meron kang flashlight or yung mobile phone light mo, if you take the next step, ano mangyayari? The light will illuminate the next step. And so you take another step and the light illuminates the next step. Alam mo yun ang kagandahan sa pagsunod sa Panginoon? When we follow God,
When we take Him at His word, when we put our faith in Him, He shows us always the next step. It may not be all of the steps, but you can rest assured God will guide us along the way. He's done that before. He continues to do that today. And for you, kapatid, He will show you what that step is. You may need to know the next step in resolving issues in your relationships, at home, with your family. Some of you need to know the next step in making a decision about your job, your work. The next step about your health situation. Some of you even need to know your next step. Papavaccine ba ako, hindi ako magpapavaccine. God will show you the next step, kapatid, if you seek Him. Sa pabago-bagong panahon, God will show you what to do. He is with you. He is for you. He's not against you. He will never leave you. He will not forsake you. God declared this to the nation of Judah, to the nation of Israel. Jesus declared this to His disciples. And He even sent the Holy Spirit so that we can experience that in our life today. What do you need to do? What is your next step? Baka yung next step... Others, your next step just needs to be, hey, you've got to seek God. You need to talk to your spouse, sort things out. You need to talk to your parent. Diba? You need to talk to your child. That's your next step. Humingi ng kapatawaran, ayusin yung problema. Talk to your boss. That's your next step. Talk to your circle leader. Some of you need to talk to a pastor just to get clarity on what your next step is. Do it. Do it because God has already instructed you. You just need to take that step. When Jehoshaphat took that step, alam mo, God gave that word, pero anong ginawa niya? Tara! Pumunta tayo dun. Naghanda pa rin sila. And they were gonna go to fight, but when they got there, God had already done what He said. What are we gonna do? Just receive the blessing. Reap the blessing. When we follow God, He will always only lead us to good things. Huwag mong isipin, kapatid, na kasamaan ang maidudulot ng pagsunod sa Panginoon Diyos. No, that's not the kind of God that He is. If that's the kind of God that you know, that's not the God of the Scriptures. That's not the God that Jesus reveals to us. If you want to know who God is, tingnan mo yung buhay ni Jesus. Because He revealed God the Father to us. And His love, His grace, His mercy pursues each one of us today.
Nawa kayo ay napagpala ng mensaheng ito. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, mag-online at bisitahin ang ics.church o ilike kami sa facebook.com/icschurch.